what is wealth to you?
What is wealth to me? Well, son, I've been here for some years, and my example of wealth in the beginning of my early ages has changed over the years. And what I thought was wealth when I was younger has changed since I've gotten older. I would say what I thought was wealthy was just a rich person. But what I think is wealth now is way different. The meaning of it has changed dramatically since I've aged.
Okay. And we're going to get into it, get a little deeper with that. Let's get into the podcast. Welcome to the podcast, wherever you're catching this at. We appreciate you being here with us. You know, the podcast is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie. And we talk about finance, we talk about real estate, we talk about investments, we talk about staying motivated, inspired, everything that you need to make sure that you're out here trying to put your best foot forward. All right, and today we're going to be talking about generational wealth. And to have this conversation, I got Pops with me today.
What's up, Pops?
Hey, what's up, brother?
All right, and of course, we're going to have a different perspective on things on this one. So we're going to start with talking about wealth and generational wealth, to be specific. So, Pops, growing up or in your, you know, younger days, right? Who was the wealthiest person you knew in your early life, and why did you consider them wealthy?
Well, son, what made me consider them wealthy is, like I said, me being in my young stages of my life. What I thought was wealth was just a rich person, and they had the illusion of wealth. They had nice cars, they even had a home, and I thought
the ballers. You're talking about people that were ballers.
I thought they were wealthy, and what I saw is time go by, and somebody who I thought was wealthy was just, like I said, he just had an illusion of money, and it turned out, you know, 10 years later, they, you know what I mean, was worse off than I was. That same person that I thought was wealthy that 10 years prior.
Oh, okay. So they just had a little bit of money at the time.
At the time, exactly.
Not really that money that lasts. That long money.
Exactly. So, and not to be negative, I'm just saying that I just seen them not constantly, or should I say continually, be at that state or at that point that I saw in the beginning, or that point where they were actually really doing well.
Okay.
Didn't stay there.
Okay, so that changed your perspective on wealth, seeing that person be at the top and then not stay at the top. So then you understood that illusion of wealth.
Yes.
You think a lot of our community, you know, the black culture, it is what it is. A lot of times we got this thing to be flashy, right?
Yes, we do.
You think that is problematic?
Absolutely. Well, you know what I mean. It's what it really comes from is not knowing your value. When you don't know your value, you need to put on things, or you need to look like you're valuable. You know what I mean? And if you know your value, you actually don't need any of those things. Like, I'll tell you, like getting a car, just having a car is just as valuable as the car being a Bentley or Mercedes. A car is just as valuable. They're all the same. They move. They have an engine. And you know what I mean? You're arriving, you know, whether you walk, whether you got there by bus, taxi cab, Uber, Lyft. You know what I mean? You still arrive. And the illusion that we sometimes see is that I got to pull up in this. I got to be getting out of that. And you know, that's such an illusion. And you know what I mean? Like, I've seen a wealthy person, you know, walk to get to the same point as that person who pulled up in something. I've seen a wealthy person, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Take the bus.
Yeah.
And be at the same point as that person who pulling up in that thing.
Yeah. I think, too, that the reason for that, I feel like for some reason, I don't know if it's a culture thing or it's a people thing, but I feel like people listen to people or gravitate to people that they think have money. Yeah. For example, that's why the reality shows, or sure. that's why somebody, even I see it being an influencer, I guess you can call me that now. I am growing a following on different social media platforms. But people listen to people with more followers. Yeah. People listen or stop and look at the people that have a million views, a million subscribers, way before they listen to a little person like me yeah. telling you maybe some knowledge, even if it's straight out of a textbook. It might be the gospel straight out of the book, but they're not really gonna listen to me if I don't have that following. And I feel like that money, that illusion,
yeah.
is what, I don't know why, but we want to, I guess people, I ain't gonna say we because I don't really do that, but people are prone to follow that illusion. I don't yeah. know what that's about.
Well, it comes from this society that we live in. The truth of it is before we even go into that, I just want to tell you how proud I am of you.
I appreciate it.
This is actually helping people, and even the dialogue is really important for people to listen to. If they took the time to listen, they would actually get something from it. So, I'm really, as your father, I'm so proud of you. Keep up the good work. So that goes right into what I'm saying is like, the illusion is, you know what I mean, it's about having a lot of followers. The illusion is that it's about having the money. And, you know, that illusion is real. And once we get to the point where we can see the illusion for what it is, it becomes yeah. something different. Because the truth of it is like, if you, like, I start off saying that, like, the truth of it is, health is wealth, to be honest with you. I could be the wealthiest person in the world today, and then in 5 years from now, you know, you looking at my obituary, what was the point of it all? You see what I'm saying? If I don't think about what I'm putting in my body, if I don't think about what I'm reading, if I don't think about, you know what I mean?
Your mind.
What I'm putting in my mind, you know what I mean? How my, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All that is important, and that's what wealth is. You know what I mean?
That is that. I agree with you right there. I'm right with you. I do think wealth has various forms.
Various forms.
And you know, some forms are more important to others. You know, I don't know if that's good or bad. If some people just focus on the numbers, the dollars, because you are right. You have to be able to have the walk. And walk into a room of love and feel like I'm wealthy.
Exactly.
It's my wealth right here.
Right.
My healthy family.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like if you can't realize that it's part of wealth too, you might need to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, once, like you said, happiness is a form of wealth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't be, you know, a rich person and you always barking orders at people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I got people that work for me and they can't stand working for me, but I got enough money to pay whatever. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? It comes, like you said, health comes in so many, wealth comes in so many forms. Yeah. The definition is so vast when we really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really like listening to old people and let them tell me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or read a book, and you know what I mean? And it might take you to an immigrant that came to this country, and their illusion of things is way different from us being African Americans, you know what I mean?
Raised here.
You know, the truth of it is, you know, those people like us, that we descendants of people who've been here a long time. So we've been doing this mess for a long time.
Repeat.
Right. And so, you know, and we, the truth of it is, and I don't want to say slavery, like truthfully it is like a mindset. But when I say slavery, I mean like if you bypass slavery and then go into like when people started to read and write. Then you start to go into what schooling was like, and then now you're starting to see wealth because you see they understand what wealth is. Oh, hey, I gotta put these numbers together.
So you say it's a process.
Oh, it's a process. And like process. I said, we're not that many generations from the process. And I know myself, just knowing my father, his father, you know, I think my grandfather, who I'm named after, I think he couldn't even read and write. He was a very good worker, but I heard he couldn't read or write.
So you're saying we right there.
We right there.
We just... So So let's go into the next question that kind of go hand in hand. Do you think you were handed any type of generational wealth? Because again, that generational wealth is something that's handed from generation to generation. Do you think you were handed any type of generational wealth?
Absolutely not. I'm in my 50s. I've had friends who was handed like property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to me that was like, wow, your parents paid off their property and now you and your siblings get mm-hmm. to take the money from the property. Either somebody can stay in the house, because having a roof over your head, that's wealth.
Yeah.
Having a roof over your head, if somebody decided to live there, or if y'all diced the house up, okay, because mm-hmm. it's property. So now you guys can take that asset, you split it up, and now you're ahead of the game. You're just working a job, just getting the money from your job as your income only. No.
Yeah. Yeah. That helps out. That helps out a lot. And sometimes that gives people the leg up of getting ahead of those who weren't handed.
Yeah, down. Yeah, yeah. So your original question to me was I, you know, based on that, you know, based on seeing my friend who that happened to, I would say no, that hasn't happened to me. Me as a, you know, once I started working and I saw that example, you know what I mean? You see, you asked me in the beginning, okay, what did wealth look like? In the beginning, I thought somebody who had a car, somebody who had Jordans, mm-hmm. somebody who had BBS rims on their car mm-hmm. was wealth. No, no, no. As I, you know, saw my friend's example that I just talked about, I was like, oh, now that was wealth. Your parents was mm-hmm. wealthy mentally.
Yeah.
To know, okay, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay off this house. Mm-hmm. And then my kids is going to have this house mm-hmm. as a leg up. Now, that became wealth to me. Not the BBS rims, not the Jordans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I agree, too. Because, you know, I had rims on my car before.
Yeah.
I don't got them out there no more. Because other things become more important.
Exactly.
You start realizing that was just for that illusion.
Illusion.
I know, speaking of that, I do know some people, I've had people argue this point, or I heard people argue this point, that sometimes people just want what they want. So that's why they got the rims. That's why I want what I want, and that's just what I want to have. I work too hard not to have it. That's sometimes people's arguments about having those things. And I get it. We only got one life to live, and you want to live it to the fullest. But just to me, for me, like I say, if you got different, if you feel different, let me know in the comments or something like that, because we can talk about it. But
so,
me,
okay, I have an I got an opinion about that. So if you think about Stevie Wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
He can't see, right?
Nope.
So if he can't see the BBS rims, if he can't see what's on your neck, right? He's still a wealthy person, right?
Right.
Out the eyes to see that shiny thing. You get it? Mm-hmm. So I agree with you on people needing to have that. But you see, now I'm talking about Stevie Wonder. Now, if you erase that illusion of what we see, right? Mm-hmm. You see how wealth, it just fades away if you change your perspective, you change your outlook.
Mindset.
Your mindset. Oh, now you wouldn't need that.
Yeah.
Right? If you thought about Stevie Wonder's life, Ray Charles, those people who can't see, right? All they, you know, their necessary things, they got.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't have the ability to see. And so even somebody who want, you know, I want to be flossing. You know what I mean? I only got one life to live. Yeah, it's okay. But you know what I mean? That illusion is real. Come on, man. Come on.
I've seen it. I've seen these conversations. And I, like I said, I guess it's the mindset. Me personally, again, I'm not that type of person. But some people love that. They say, we addicted to gold. You know, black people love gold. I got a hat. So they got dope gold chains and all that.
Well, we living in a tough time, though, too. Like, it made me think of, you know, I grew up on, like, Mos Def. And, it's, you know, that Don't Get Me song. You know what I mean? It's like, you flossing. Don't watch. You better watch what kind of environment you going in with that flossing, because you can end up in the wrong environment and wish you wasn't flossing.
Mm-hmm.
You pulling up in the car you pulling up in. Oh, you shouldn't have pulled up in that around here.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. you see that illusion, that sometimes that illusion can put too much shine mm-hmm. on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You don't know what kind of people you around.
Yeah, you tucking your chain.
Exactly. You look. You gonna park two blocks over and walk around the way, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's it's still it's just when you grow up from it, you know what I mean. You realize the value and you know what I mean. Graduating from it or maturing from that type of thing.
Okay. All right. So. We were saying, you said you weren't handed down any generational wealth, right? So, are you planning on handing any generational wealth down?
Good question. And so, you know, absolutely. When I saw that example of like what I told you my friends did, what his parents did for him and his family, I said, oh, I got to do that. You know, if I was to pass away, I got a life insurance policy to where it's going to each of my kids because of that example I saw. So if it's up to me, I would pay up my house off. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Pay it off with my hard-earned money, and then my kids can do whatever they want to do with it. That's what I would do, because you know what I mean? Real estate is definitely or having a house is definitely a great asset to pass down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I ain't even talking about like money. It's a better asset than money sometimes.
Okay. So how do we get like more knowledge that we can know how to pass down generational wealth? Like you said, you got that from an example of watching someone hand down the generational wealth. So you kind of like, yeah, I'm going to do that. We're going to do that now so we can be in the same boat. A lot of times that is the problem. And the reason why maybe our parents or the ones before us didn't hand down wealth because they didn't know how.
Yeah.
Right? You like I said, you learn by experience, you learn by watching, and now you know a little bit what to do. So how do we how we bridge that gap? I like to do that with stuff like this. We're talking about it right now so we can talk about it and get it out.
Yeah, but this is definitely one way for sure. If people take the time to listen to what you're talking about, somebody can relate to definitely what you're saying. Somebody, you know, can relate to what I'm saying. So this is definitely a good way to get, you know, this kind of information out for sure.
Gotcha. And another way, of course, you saying what you're going to hand down to your kids. In the knowledge part, you got, like I said, we got to make sure we're handing the knowledge down too. I'm going to do the same thing. Try to hand down. Try. Like I said, my kid's still young. And like I said, sometimes it's hard.
It is.
And some people can't really get to the point that they can hand something down. So a lot of time it's hard. All right. So last question. Because it seems like the mindset can solve a lot of problems when people look at wealth and generational wealth. And if you're not wealthy, realize you can hand down something different than just some monetary gains, right?
Yes.
So how do you, if you could give anyone some advice on changing their mindset about wealth, what advice would you give them?
My advice would be anybody young, start talking to older people. Mm-hmm. Anybody who you think is rich, see where they're getting their paycheck from, because that's the wealthy person.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, say, let's use Shaquille O'Neal for example. He was getting paid by somebody. That's the wealthy person right there. You get what I'm saying? It's like,
mm-hmm.
we got to see way beyond this, you know, the little monetary thing with what you showing off and how many houses you got and what your pool side look like. Wealth is something that, like, I have, and then my child is going to be all right because of what I have. And then their child is going to be all right because of what I was able to build. Mm. That's where wealth comes from. It's not right now. Mm. It's, you'll see it later. Because the mindset should be like, let me do what I need to do right now, and then what I'm doing right now is going to help the next generation do what they need to do, and so on and so forth. You see, if my quarter goes in the next generation's pocket. I've done my job. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean, if my dollar goes in the next, you know, the following generation's pocket, mm-hmm. I've really done my job. Yeah. You see? So, you know, we seeing wealth the wrong way. It's not just right now. No. 10 years, 20 years out, 50 years out. That's what wealth is.
I like that. I like that. That was a good one. And I like how you said, talk to somebody. You know, go talk to somebody and talk to somebody that's older, because if you would have known what wealth was earlier,
I would have started earlier.
You'd have been good.
I'd have been good.
Would have been good.
And not to say that I'm not okay. You know what I mean? Because I was able to change my perspective. And that's the good thing, too. You see, you can start at one point and end up in a better place.
Yeah.
We got to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you said, you doing this now, right? But you talked about, like, you had rims at first.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that any longer. You see? No. So you was at one point. Yeah. And look how, you see?
The earlier we can learn. 10 levels that. Up. Man, I be thinking about them rims too, man. You know how much I spent on them things? I'm like, dang, I should have put them in some stocks.
What's crazy is, okay, can we be honest here? I should have schooled you on that because I had rims too. You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
You see? But I had to show you examples to where you want to listen. Yeah. You see, if I ain't, you know, if you can't see what I'm saying, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? If you're not just seeing the fruition of what I'm saying and you just hear me talking, it's just words. But once you start to see, oh, you know what? My dad doing all right. You know what I mean? I can see that what he's telling me about these rims. Because I was the same way. Let me give it to you this way. I had some rims that I had to take to a welder to fix. No, I wasted.
Yeah, I stopped wasting. Messing with them. I stopped messing with them once they got chipped up.
But you got to get to work every day.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need is a car to get to work. You don't need it to look no kind of way, because guess what? You got to get to work every day.
More problems. So I guess that too. That's another whole question right there. We were supposed to end it, but I got the question now.
Come on.
The question now is, like, when we're talking about building generational wealth for our next generation, like, how much can you really give them without them learning themselves? So, prime example, like, you know, some of these wealthy kids, they're gonna get money right off of it, right? Mm-hmm. If their parents are really wealthy, they're probably gonna come up with money, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, what's the line? Like, learning, teaching your kid on their own, mm-hmm. letting them learn for themselves, opposed to giving. Do you give as much as they're willing to take mentally? You know, for example, like, if you would have told me, I already see it. I can see it in my head just because I already know. Mm-hmm. I would have said, I wanted them rims.
I wanted them rims, and I can afford it.
I got
it.
The money for these
exactly.
rims.
I ain't
and you
would have
told
nothing.
Me, oh, man, you shouldn't have get them you rims. I'm like, man, you can see it. John's nice, though. And I would have still gotten the rims. You could have helped me see, maybe I shouldn't have got them, but maybe, I don't know, maybe it's... I think it's maybe directing it, redirecting.
Yeah, if you think about, like, where we started, right? And I mean, I'm saying based on what I've been saying, the illusion of money, the illusion of money is I want to look like this. But what about in your account, right? You actually could have more in your pocket if you let the illusion go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard because you're trying to, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? You're trying to show people, hey, I'm doing well. I'm successful.
So I guess that's something you got to instill in, like, the youth early.
Ah.
It's still hard. My boy's gonna get older. I'm gonna tell him, hey, you should do this and that with your money. But especially at that age, I feel like, shoot, at certain ages, the kids gonna do what they gonna do. But how do you, like, instill it into them early that, you know, they need to put their money in wealth? I think it's, you gotta start early with them. You got to. I seen, it was on TV. It was a holiday baking championship on TV, right? And they get like $2,000. if they win, right? They ask some kids, what are you gonna do with the money? They asked this one little Asian boy, and he said, yeah, I'm going to put it in. He ain't nothing but like nah. He said, yeah, I'm going to put it in my stock account.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? Like, it's because his mindset, his parents was teaching him
early
that you need to do this with your money so you can grow your money. I think that's what the thing that we need to teach our kids sometimes.
Yeah, I also think that, like, being an African American here, like I said in the beginning, we come from descendants that's been doing this for a long time. So what we actually should do is take our kids and let them see other cultures. Let them see other cultures that struggle and then come here and be super successful because their mindset is different. You mm-hmm. see, when they grow up here, the mindset is, you know, I got to get this and I got, no. This is more important. Going to school, getting your algebra, all that stuff, because you're going to need it for yourself, mm-hmm. not for your job, for you.
Mm-hmm.
And learning to read, mm-hmm. learning to write, being a good speaker, you're going to need that. For yourself,
yeah.
Not to work somewhere. And see, that's what they teach us here, that we learn this stuff so we can be here and work for somebody else, when actually we should learn these things to be able to work for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
All those things. And when you grasp it and really pour back into yourself, I'm not going to get this degree to work somewhere. No, I'm going to get this degree so I don't know what I need to do for my own business.
Yes, the mindset. Oh my gosh. All again.
Oh,
we hit on that mindset. Man, we can talk all day about mindset. Yeah. But we're gonna go ahead and end it. And like I said, Pops, I appreciate you being here.
Oh man, it's a pleasure. I hope I was, positive enough. Cause I can be,
You got it. We're gonna make it sound good.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I appreciate you guys checking us out. And like I said, show us some love. We'll get them back again.
Yeah, all my right. pleasure. I would love to come back, sir.
All right. Peace.
All right. Peace.